An art museum in Central Mass is on a mission to redefine its role in a gateway city.
Many art museums are very busy serving art, and we look at it a little differently. We are here to serve people.
That is Fitchburg Art Museum Director Nick Capasso. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning reports on how he and his team are using contemporary art, industry, and plastic pink flamingos to connect with the community.
Over the last 3 years, Nick Capasso has been working with his team to find ways to make a difference in a city that's struggling.
Fitchburg is a gateway city. It's, you know, the euphemism for old dying mill towns, and it's got a lot of problems. But one of the great strengths of this city is its art museum, and we need to do everything we can do to help the community in any way it makes sense for a museum to do that.
It made sense, for example, to make the museum's gallery labels bilingual because 1/4 of Fitchburg's population is Latino and many residents speak Spanish at home. But the Fitchburg Art Museum director says he and the curators also wanted to create exhibitions that would engage with the community and surrounding region in a real, accessible way, which can be challenging with contemporary art. The answer? A series of shows that connects to the area's long industrial legacy, producing furniture, paper, and...
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Because Leominster, our sister city, was the plastics capital of the universe for a long time.
This is Tupperware, the airtight plastic containers that keep good foods fresher longer. Here's how.
Not just Tupperware, some famous sunglasses were also made in Leominster.
Isn't that Sophia behind those Foster Grants?
Then there's the flock of plastic pink flamingos striding across the museum's front courtyard. The iconic lawn ornament is also homegrown.
It's a sculpture. It was created by an artist. Don Featherstone was an artist. He created that flamingo in 1957 by carving a mold out of steel.
There are a lot of great pictures of him. He and his wife actually wore matching outfits.
That's curator Lisa Crossman standing in front of a timeline featuring Massachusetts plastic pioneers, including Don Featherstone and Earl Tupper. She says the new exhibition, Plastic Imagination, links their past with 10 present-day New England artists who use the ubiquitous material as a medium.
It's, you know, part of 20th and 21st century art. It's part of so many things that we wear, hold, use, make, all these things. And so I think that the show really captures the playfulness of plastic and the possibility that it provides, but also some of the sort of darker implications.
There are pieces made of plexiglass, foam, zip ties, polyurethane. From a distance, artist Margaret Rolecki's red, yellow, pink, and blue wall sculpture hangs in pretty loops and curls, kind of like garlands for a Christmas tree.
But then when you get closer and you realize that it's a bunch of shotgun shells, you begin to think beyond it.
Making people think is also artist Lisa Barthelson's goal. She transforms piles of plastic packaging and discarded toys her family accumulates into pieces for a series she calls Family Debris. She created 6 new works for the Plastics Imagination show.
It makes so much possible, but in fact, it's with us forever. So I like to get people interested, seeing the color, the shape, the beauty of the plastic items. Then I want them to think about where it came from, where it's going, why do we need it all.
Barthelson lives in Rutland, not too far from Fitchburg. She says she's known about the history of plastics in central Massachusetts for a while and even has a few plastic flamingos of her own. But for Boston artist Niho Kozuru, this show has been illuminating.
People from Boston area or other people outside of Fitchburg, like myself, I had no idea that this industry existed. So for us to have a chance to learn about it and acknowledge the past, I think is very important.
But they're still here.
Museum director Nick Capasso says there are still about 70 plastic companies in Central Mass.
Well, yeah, we are still here.
Claude Chapdelaine is vice president of Cato Company in Fitchburg. His family's company purchased Don Featherstone's Union products and now fabricates 50 to 60,000 pink flamingos a year.
A tube of plastic will drop, mold clothes on it, and now air is being blown into it.
The freshly molded flamingos are trimmed by hand. Chapdelaine says Cato employs 30 to 50 people, depending on the season. The company also makes other plastic lawn ornaments, including garden gnomes and snowmen.
We also manufacture products that are owned by other people that don't have manufacturing facilities. As far as our product line, all this lawn and garden stuff, it has not been able to morph overseas, primarily because it's big and bulky, and freight costs are very high. And so we have managed to be able to keep these types of products in this country. So we've been very fortunate with that.
Chapdelaine, now 72 years old, grew up in Leominster and has worked in the industry since he was 13. He's happy the Fitchburg Art Museum is highlighting plastic's role in the area.
It's important that the people of the region realize what this has done for the economy over the years. There are a lot of new people that are constantly moving into these areas. They're not familiar with the history of the plastic. And the show will bring that out. Hopefully a lot of people will see that and understand where the plastic industry comes from and how it's grown.
It might not be what it once was, but Chapdelaine says the plastics industry has employed thousands over the years. The idea that an exhibition is celebrating the art and legacy of plastics doesn't surprise him. After all, he adds, the plastic flamingo is in the collection at the Smithsonian Museum. For 90.9 WBUR. And the Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.